This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 3 August 2005. Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially kill a Palestinian and injure others in the occupied Palestine areas. Here's a summary. A Palestinian was extrajudicially killed by Israeli occupation forces. 8 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children and 2 women, were injured by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 35 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and 1 incursion into the Gaza Strip. Homes were raided and 36 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have prevented Palestinian civilians aged 16 to 35 from traveling through the Rafah International Crossing Point. Additionally, Israeli occupation forces have resumed a special checking machine at the crossing point and have arrested 10 Palestinian civilians at checkpoints throughout the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the apartheid or annexation wall in the West Bank and have confiscated at least an additional 800 dunams of Palestinian land in Hebron and Qalqilya for this purpose. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and a number of Palestinian civilians were injured and 2 homes were demolished. Here's some additional information of those summary details. Extrajudicial killings. On 28 July 2005, Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially killed a Palestinian civilian in the Shufa village south of Tul Karam. They also mutilated his body. During the reporting period, 8 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children and 2 women, were wounded by Israeli gunfire. Incursions and shellings. Israeli occupation forces conducted 35 military incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank and 1 incursion into the Gaza Strip. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 36 Palestinian civilians. Israeli occupation forces also seized 2 homes and transformed them into military sites. Restrictions on movement. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians throughout the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, especially in the Gaza Strip on the main road between the north and south. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces closed 2 checkpoints several times for several hours. On 31 July 2005, Israeli occupation forces partially reopened the Beit Hanun or Erez crossing point following 3 weeks of closure and issued permits for about 100 traders. They canceled nearly 7,000 work permits issued for Palestinian workers before this latest closure. According to the Palestinian Minister of Labor, on 1 August 2005, Israeli occupation forces issued 1,924 work permits for Palestinian workers who are over 40. For the 3rd consecutive week, Israeli occupation forces have continued to prevent Palestinians aged 16 to 35 from traveling through the Rafah International Crossing Point. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to close Zatra checkpoint south of Nablus and Inab Gate east of Tul Karam for the 3rd consecutive week. They also erected a number of checkpoints and arrested at least 10 Palestinian civilians. In the West Bank, many field workers have documented 2 cases of inhumane treatment by Israeli occupation forces at checkpoints. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. Since Friday evening, 24 June 2005, Israeli occupation forces have imposed a strict siege on Hebron. They imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians and severely beat 5 of them. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints arrested 8 Palestinian civilians in occupied Palestine. They also imposed a curfew on the number of Palestinian communities. Annexation wall. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank, especially in occupied East Jerusalem. For this purpose, they confiscated at least 800 additional dunams of Palestinian land in Hebron and Qalqilya. In addition, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful demonstrators organized by Palestinian and international solidarity activists to protest the construction of this illegal wall. 5 demonstrators were wounded by rubber-coated metal bullets, and dozens others have suffered from tear gas inhalation. Illegal settler activity. Israeli settlers in breach of international law continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property, especially in Hebron. 10 Palestinian civilians were injured this last week. Settlers also attacked an Italian solidarity activist who was later arrested by Israeli occupation forces. In addition, Israeli occupation forces have demolished 2 homes in Bethlehem and Jerusalem. For more information of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.